in this ragged edge of a world that we live in, with all of its difficulties and all of its pressures, for the believer, the fallen world system, the old flesh that tempts and the devil that attacks, in this ragged edge of a world that we live in, can I get some help? Is there any help around? Listen, as a believer in Christ, you and I, we wake up today. We don't have to go to the bottle to get help. It's not the pills that will change anything. It's not psychobabble, and it's not just the opinions of man. It's much more than that. The psalm writers, and specifically David, understood the difficulties and the battles and the fights that he had to go through, even in his service to God. And so the Spirit of God had taught him and guided him, and eventually God has given us living words in Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? In verse 2, Psalm 121, this has got to be foundational for our daily prayer and the issues of life in a fallen world. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Today is an incredible opportunity. Today is an opportunity, no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, no matter what is ahead of us, job and the kids and home and relationships and sickness and whatever else may be. Whatever assails us, whatever attacks us, whatever harms us, whatever causes pressure in our lives, the throne of grace has not moved. God now calls the believer in Hebrews chapter 4 to come boldly, confidently, freely before a throne of grace, not of scrutiny, not of anger, not of difficulty, but the throne of grace. Grace meaning that God wills and joyfully ushers out unmerited favor, that God seeks to give the help. Take a look in Hebrews chapter 4 today and see the throne of grace, where grace and mercy can come to help us. Let not the believer say, what am I going to do? Where am I going to get my help? Let the believer realize that God lives, the Savior's alive, and there is help all around us. Angels there, the hand of God there, the voice of God there, the word of God there, the presence of the Spirit of God there. Psalm 121, 1, verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The writer goes on to say, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. If you read verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. I read and read and read and read the book of Psalms. There have been times that I've gone through things and felt the bloody mess of emotions and pain and hurt and warfare all over my life. I know what it is, as the psalm writer says, to feel grief, such grief that you stagger like a drunk man. When you read the Psalms, each and every one of them, you're going to find that the writers cried out to God. They brought their trouble to God. They brought their pain to God. They brought their difficulty to God. They cried out that they were nearing the end of their death, that the enemy was beating them, that there was harm in their life, that they were being covered over, that they had felt like they were forgotten. You go on to read that they bring their complaint, they bring their anxiety, they bring their trouble, they bring their difficulties to God. But what I noticed in the Psalms was that in every single case, the writer not only brought his trouble, brought his pain, brought his difficulties, but he made God his refuge, that he had help, even as we read in Psalm 121. Where does the help come from? Well, the help, my friend, for the believer. My help comes from the Lord. Is there anyone higher, broader, wider, anyone bigger? Is there anyone that cares more, can interact more, can stretch out his hand better, that can order the elect angels of God to move? Is there? In this day that you and I get up to face all that we face, first look up at the throne of grace, mercy, grace, God's power, God's love, God's attention is all there. As I read the Psalms and I saw the psalm writers crying out in their agonies to God, God didn't condemn them for the real emotion and pain that they went through. No, God received their cries as they cried out again and again to God. As they made God the refuge, as they made God their safe place, as they made God the source of help. And in every single case of 150 Psalms, when the believer sought God, made God his refuge, trusted God in the midst of difficulties, in every single case, there is an answer. God either answered, God came and moved, God brought deliverance. Psalm 34, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me. You can read it again and again and again to see the crying out of the pain on the one hand and the reliance upon the Lord on the other hand, and then the answer, then the deliverance, then what it is that God did. It may be that God's going to intervene today. It may be a miracle today. It may be a word that the Holy Spirit of God brings to you. It may be even possibly something that God is speaking to you in this 10-minute devotion. God has his way of working through others. The Spirit of God, it's still God. If God is moving through someone else, if God has led somebody to come over and help, if God has called upon somebody to get up in the middle of the night and pray for you, if God has sent you individuals, God may be pulling you to expand your faith, to broaden your perseverance, to deepen your endurance with praise. God may be teaching you the sacrifice of praise, that no matter what you are going through, Christ is the singularity. Christ is there. Christ will not forsake. Christ will not leave. Christ does not go about his ministry in your life carelessly. When the psalm writer cries, God hears. When the believer speaks to the God that loves us, you, God is attentive to your prayers. God is attentive to your emotion. God is attentive to the exact meaning. Even when you don't know all that you yourself mean, want, or need. It's not just saying, God, get me out of this. It's the fact that we have the Lord to go to unleash. Don't hold it in. Don't hold it back. Go to God. Go to God and unleash your pain, your trouble, your anxiety. Cast your cares, your anxiety on the Lord, for he cares for you. So says the Word of God there in Peter. That is a demonstration that you're making God your refuge. And that, my dear friend, my dear brother or sister in Christ, then sets the stage. The trouble and you coming to the Lord to cry out becomes the platform on which God can speak, God can sin, God can act, God can draw you. Listen to the Lord as you cry out. Scour the Word of God to see what else he will teach you. Don't waste the pain. Don't waste the difficulties. Don't waste what can happen. You can grow in the difficulty. You can learn in the difficulty. You can expand your faith, expand your perseverance, expand your endurance, expand your sacrifice of praise, expand your ability in spiritual warfare to stand and become rock solid and to become immovable. No matter what the trouble, stand in the presence of God and give Him praise and tell Him that you're going to trust in Him, that He and He alone is your help and that you're looking to Him. And stand and praise Him and sing those psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And watch the presence and power of God invade and give peace and give help to you. Even Philippians 3 tells you that be anxious for nothing. Take the prayers, take it all before God and unleash it so that the peace of God can transcend your understanding. And that this great presence, peace of God can guard your heart and your mind. Some people go crazy. And sometimes in the difficulties of this ragged edge of a fallen world, the old flesh nature and the real demonic warfare can make us feel like we're just going to go crazy with all the events, that we can't handle it, that we need a little help. Well, now it's time to look again and again and again. And learn again and again and again. It may be a different way in which God interacts, that in which God speaks, in which God moves, in which God draws you even broader and deeper and wider in your faith. But I know one thing, that every time the believer, you, bring it all before God, that is faith in action, and God always responds to faith. So whether it's even waiting, wait with praise and thanksgiving, no matter how hard it is. If it's waiting on God, is there someone bigger, broader, wider that you're going to wait on? Those who have waited on their bottles of wine and whiskey and beers, those who have dabbled into the bottles of pills and tried to make themselves feel better or just stuff themselves with food or go on with their anxiety or just simply complain and lament and get bitter and get angry, eventually realize they have grieved the Spirit of God, they've quenched the fire that was around them and that it's no good, that they've even wasted time. And the devil has sought to make us angry at God in the midst of our pain. So let's learn this now. Let's push our faith and push our endurance and push our perseverance and push our cries and prayers and anxieties and feelings up there at the throne of grace where God receives and God listens and God cares and God hears and God has the exact answer, the exact movement, the exact thing that needs to be done. In the midst of it, grow. In the midst of it, learn. In the midst of it, acquire. Because when you come out on the other side of the smallest or largest of pain and troubles, when you trust the Lord and make Him your refuge and seek Him and look for His help, when you look back over your shoulder, then you don't regret when you've trusted in the midst of the pain. When you received again the help of God and you stand there with that Spirit-led bright smile that says, God answered me. God spoke to me. God intervened. God changed things. God broadened my life. God kept me from just groveling in the ground. Oh, where does your help come from? Today, right now, this moment, the immortal, the eternal, the infinite, the immeasurable, the personal God God the Father. You can read about it again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of compassion, of mercies. Now it's time to speak to Him. Now it's time to scour in the Word of God and read and dig. Now it's time to listen to God. Now it's time to praise God. No matter what the pressure problems, one thing's for sure, you'll realize God has not left you, and that in the midst of your praise, be it the sacrifice of praise, the presence of God can embrace you and envelop you and lift you up as you look to the Lord for help. May God's blessing, the help of your God, your Savior, be upon you.